This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Even in a sports town like Boston, with more than its share of sports heroes, Bill Russell stands alone. He was a Celtics superstar who won 11 championships over 13 seasons in Boston.
He went on to become the first African-American basketball coach in the NBA. He was a civil rights activist and continues to work as a youth mentor. Last year, President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I hope that one day, in the streets of Boston, children will look up at a statue built not only to Bill Russell the player, but Bill Russell the man.
Well, that day is finally on the way. This week, organizers released the design concept for a Bill Russell memorial at City Hall Plaza. It's created by Boston architect Matthew Udens and sculptor Antonio Tobias Mendez, who we spoke to earlier this week.
Antonio Tobias Mendez, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, listeners, to see an image of the design, go to our website, radioboston.org. But, Toby Mendez, for listeners who haven't seen the design, can you describe it for us?
Well, right now, what's online is a concept rendering, and the concept is a circular little tiny plaza area with three radial benches that are kind of round. And in the center of the circle stands the figure of Bill Russell, and at his side is a youth, and he's directing the youth towards a bench where a young boy is sitting all alone. And it incorporates inscriptions from Bill Russell and celebrates the history and the legacy of Bill Russell.
It's a lovely idea. I mean, what I like about it is there's a real sense of sort of the mentor and the mentee, Bill Russell, of course. You get a nice sense of his height standing right over a youth.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be too overwhelming. The goal is to make sure that it encourages people to approach it, to make it feel like an intimate space where people could sit down and reflect and think about the life and career of Bill Russell.
Well, speaking of that, to many Bostonians, of course, Bill Russell, most famous as a basketball player. So maybe a lot of people were expecting something akin to the sculpture of Bobby Orr outside of the TD Garden with all his gear and skates on, celebrating after a goal. You didn't go that route. Tell me why.
Well, there were several reasons. One thing, there was the Bill Russell Legacy Foundation that expressed to the finalist artists that the sculpture really needed to be about the full life of Bill Russell, that it needed to be about mentorship. And it was Bill Russell's desire to make sure that this didn't celebrate just him as a basketball player, that it was the whole Bill Russell, William Fenton Russell. So mentorship was the direction I decided to take.
As we've mentioned, two children in the design, Toby. Why? Why two?
Well, I wanted to do a couple things. There's a youth standing next to him, which talks about an older generation child. One of the desires from Karen Russell is that I make that a female, just so that we're representing both genders. But there's a small child that's sitting alone on a bench. And really the reason for that, the symbology or the symbolism of that, is that there's an alone child sitting on the bench that represents mentorship. And there's a quote behind him from Bill Russell. I think the quote is that they're not other people's children. All children belong to all of us, that they're a part of the community. And this child sits alone on the bench. But as the public comes into the space, they're going to sit down next to the child, and the child is going to be enveloped into the community and become part of the community.
So when we think of Bill Russell, he was also outspoken in the fight for civil rights.
That's right. The monument celebrates those three aspects of his life. Of course, the basketball, mentorship, which is kind of his legacy and what he's giving to the future, and then also his involvement in civil rights and also human rights.
And when you were designing this sculpture, how did you go about researching the subject of Bill Russell?
I tried to gather as many of the books that I could find that he had written or co-written, and just really went through those books, listening to the words of Bill Russell, trying to call from those books if I could figure out how to design a monument that his family would design. My goal was that this would be the message that he would leave to the future.
Hmm. And in doing that research, I'm sure you knew something, maybe even a lot about Bill Russell before you started. Were you surprised? I mean, how did your thinking about Bill Russell evolve or change?
What was fascinating to me is how curious of a person he is. You know, it was kind of fun to read about him as a young man. One of the things that he treasured the most was his library card, and that as a youth he would get lost in the library just going through books, learning about one thing to the other. So he's a very, intellectually curious person. Hmm. You know, I knew about his involvement in, you know, marching with King, and his involvement in breaking barriers for African Americans was very important to him. One of the fun things that fascinated me was his hero was Jackie Robinson. Hmm. And that when Jackie Robinson sadly passed, Rachel Robinson asked Bill Russell to be one of his pallbearers. And is a revelation to Bill Russell to find out that Jackie Robinson's favorite athlete was Bill Russell.
Wow, what a nice story that is.
Huh. Yeah, it is.
This isn't your first Boston sports monument, of course. You also did the teammate sculpture of the Boston Red Sox outside of Fenway Park. And you've done other civil rights monuments. You did the Thurgood Marshall Monument in Annapolis, Maryland, for example. One of the big differences is that while Thurgood Marshall is high up on a pedestal, you have Bill Russell almost at ground level. Why is that?
There's a couple reasons. Thurgood Marshall, as you approach him, becomes heroic because of the pedestal. And it's a waist-high pedestal, so it's not out of the reach of everyone. With Bill Russell, I didn't want the sculpture to be high out of the reach, you know, kind of that guy on a high pedestal. I wanted kids to feel comfortable to approach it. I think this one deserves a little bit more contact, a little bit more interaction from the public, you know, so that it's not just about Bill Russell. It's about his interaction as a mentor towards children.
Toby Mendez, have you heard from Bill Russell about what he...
No.
You haven't yet?
I have not. I had the pleasure of meeting his daughter, Karen, when I was presenting. No, I look forward to that.
I was just wondering if you had heard what he thinks about your design.
I really don't know. I'm not sure if I want to know. I think that, you know...
Come on, be courageous. I'm sure he'll love it.
I'm not so sure. I know that Bill Russell, if you read about him, was very hesitant about having this thing done for him. He's not a person that feels like he should be revered, and I think he wants to make it more about, you know, his action rather than this legacy.
That's Antonio Tobias Mendes, who, along with architect Matthew Udens, will be creating the new sculpture of Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell at Boston City Hall Plaza. Toby Mendes, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Anthony.
And Mendes says he hopes to have the sculpture completed within a year. And again, you can see a drawing of the design on our website, radioboston.org.